Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, it's been more than a week since Typhoon Haiyan hit the Philippines. Today, government officials promised to restore power to everyone by December 24th. The BBC's Julian Keane visited a church in the town of Ormoc and filed this report.
People who've come to the Church of St. Peter and Paul are a regular expression of their Catholic faith. They've also come to pray for the victims of Typhoon Haiyan. As the service comes to an end, the congregation rises, and as they step outside, there is a brutal reminder of what they've all experienced. Around the church, all you can see are the twisted and mangled remains of homes and shops. And outside the main door, two statues of St. Peter and St. Paul, looking across at what's left of a playground built with money donated by parishioners, but now completely wrecked. It'll be a while yet before the children of Ormoc will be able to enjoy themselves in the church playground.
I am Father Gilbert Urbina. I'm the parish priest of St. Peter and Paul Parish here in Ormoc. A special feature of this parish is that since we are facing Cebu and we have a big port here, many relief goods come from here to be transported to Tacloban, to the other side. However, we are also sheltering many people from the eastern side of Leyte because they are fleeing, you know, the eastern side of the province, Tacloban, Palo, that our environs, they're fleeing, going to Cebu. So that's why the rectory, the rooms are, and dormitories are being used by transient refugees. You know?
We're just outside the rectory here. Can we go along and take a look?
Yeah, we can go up. At night, we have many people who are living here. Okay, you can see some people here.
Can we maybe have a word with someone and they can tell
us? Where are you from? Tagalin mo. Tagalin ka mo, Tagalalang. Oh, Tagalalang. Again, these are people from Alang-Alang. They are another town devastated by Typhoon Yolanda.
For those here, perhaps, who feel let down by the government because very little official relief has arrived here, it's important for the church not to let the people down.
True. But talking about the government, I think people have experienced this. This is not the first time, actually, that government has failed them. Actually, that's true. That's why they come to church. We organize our own. We don't depend on the government to really help us.
Just a final thought. When you see disaster upon disaster, and this is clearly the biggest of them all, someone like yourself who's devoted your life to God, does it not make you doubt sometimes?
I feel sad at the personal experience of people, actually. I feel sad. But never have I doubted, actually, that the Lord will fail us. Never. It's good also that many of our people have not been used to very luxurious lives. No, they can get by. They can get by. And the older ones, probably they don't live because, as I've talked to one grandmother, said, this is what we lived through after the Second World War. We have to have more faith and persevere through all these trying times of our lives.
Father Gilbert Urbina of the Church of St. Peter and St. Paul in Ormoc, ending that report from the BBC's Julian Keane in the Philippines.